Nolte, 7 Pieces of Corroboration That Back Up Claim Joe Biden Assaulted Tara Reid. By John Nolte on May 8, 2020. Tara Reid is Joe Biden's 8th accuser and has something Christine Blasey Ford never had. Actual corroboration backing up her claim the former vice president engaged in sexual misconduct with her in 1993, including the allegation of a violent sexual assault. According to Reid, while she was working in Biden's Senate office in 1993, the presumptive Democrat nominee sexually harassed her and then sexually assaulted her. Reid says the assault occurred when Biden pinned her against a wall, shoved his hands under her skirt, and then forced his fingers into her vagina. Biden denies all wrongdoing. Reid, a lifelong Democrat, further claims she filed the complaint about the harassment and was fired in retaliation. While the establishment media have done everything in their corrupt power to dismiss and demean Reid, local media and independent investigative reporters like Rich McHugh have not only taken Reid's allegations seriously, they have come up with a convincing amount of corroboration. Here's the corroboration that has so far been uncovered. Corroborating witness Linda Lacass. Lacass told McHugh that in 1995 or 1996, Reid told her about Biden's alleged assault. I remember her saying, here was this person that she was working for and she idolized him, Lacass told McHugh. And he kind of put her up against a wall. And he put his hand up her skirt and he put his fingers inside her. She felt like she was assaulted, and she really didn't feel there was anything she could do. She was crying. She was upset. And the more she talked about it, the more she started crying. I remember saying that she needed to file a police report. I don't remember all the details, Lacass added. I remember the skirt. I remember the fingers. I remember she was devastated. Lacass is a Biden supporter. Corroborating witness Lorraine Sanchez. Sometime between 1994 and 1996, Sanchez say Reid told her she had been sexually harassed by her former boss while she was in D.C., and as a result of her voicing her concerns to her supervisors, she was let go, fired. Sanchez doesn't recall if Reid mentioned Biden specifically. Corroborating witness Colin Moulton. Moulton is Reid's younger brother. McHugh says he spoke at length to Moulton and drilled down into his story that Reid told him about Biden's alleged assault at the time. McHugh found him extremely credible. Corroborating witness Anonymous. McHugh spoke to a friend of Reid's who wishes to remain anonymous. She confirmed Reid told her about the alleged assault at the time. McHugh also found her extremely credible. Corroborating witness Anonymous. McHugh interviewed a former intern who worked under Reid in Biden's Senate office at the time. She was not told about the incident, McHugh says, but she said, in mid-April of 1993, Tara was abruptly no longer her supervisor. So the timing matches exactly with what Tara was saying. Corroborating 1993 videotape of Tara Reid's mother. Tara Reid told interviewers she told her mother about the alleged incident at the time. Unfortunately, her mother passed in 2016. But Reid did remember her mother calling into CNN's Larry King Live around the time to ask for advice about the alleged incident. The videotape has been found, not by corrupt CNN, naturally, and is almost exactly as described by Reid. Her obviously anguished mother asks for advice about her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. Court documents from 1996. The most convincing corroborating evidence thus far comes from a March 25, 1996, court document in the form of a 1996 declaration filed by Theodore Dronin, Reid's ex-husband, while fighting a restraining order she filed during their divorce. I met Reid in the spring of 1993 while working in Washington, D.C. At the early stages of our dating, Reid felt comfortable confiding in me as we both worked for members of Congress. On several occasions, Reid related a problem that she was having at work in U.S. Senator Joe Biden's office. Reid told me she eventually struck a deal with the chief of staff of the senator's office and left her position. It was obvious that this event had a very traumatic effect on Reid, and that she is still sensitive and affected, sick, by it today. This is nothing short of a bombshell. It should be noted that Reid claims there might be yet another piece of corroboration out there in the form of a harassment complaint she says she filed. McHugh believes the complaint could be found among Biden's Senate papers, which are currently locked up at the University of Delaware. There's just one problem. Although Joe Biden continues to claim Reid deserves a full investigation, he is refusing to open up those papers. He will not even allow a judge to look through them for anything pertaining to Reid. Thus far, Reid has been an open book on the subject and has challenged investigative reporters to look into her allegation. Reid is acting like someone with nothing to hide. For weeks and weeks and weeks, Biden hid from this allegation, hoping the corrupt media could make it all go away. When that became impossible, he finally agreed to appear on the friendliest forum possible, MSNBC's Morning Joe, to claim he did nothing wrong. He then went back into hiding and is refusing to release the University of Delaware papers. Biden is behaving like a man with everything to hide. Tara Reid is Biden's eighth accuser. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.